Restoring My Soul, Tuesday the 16th of April. Established in Fellowship. Without a proper understanding of reconciliation and atonement, the gap between the Creator and the creature remains infinite. This gap is eternal death, for it is an existence outside of God's purpose and plan for mankind. However, because we have such a great High Priest, the hope of eternal life is steadfast and sure. Through Christ's eternal priesthood, we are established in relationship with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because we are established, through the obedience that He learnt, in the process by which we are being made in the image and likeness of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is the eternal life that belongs to those who choose what God has chosen for them. Paul explained that the glorification of the Son of Man as our great High Priest, who now ministers to us a fellowship in His offering, was the main point of his letter to the Hebrews. He wrote, "Now this is the main point of the things we are saying. We have such a High Priest, who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary," referring to the context of fellowship with Yahweh, "and of the true tabernacle which the Lord erected, and not man." The implication of Christ's priesthood toward us is initiated by the ministry of Elijah. This is the word that prepares the way before Christ, our great High Priest, who is the messenger of the covenant. It proclaims the message, "All flesh is as grass, but the word of our God stands forever." Inherent in this message is the choice to continue to walk according to the flesh, or to turn in repentance and live by faith in obedience to the command of God, proclaimed by Christ. The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 9 verse 15, 1 John chapter 5 verse 20, Hebrews chapter 8 verses 1 to 2, and Isaiah chapter 40 verses 6 to 8. For further study, 1 John chapter 1.